Thanks for calling the Bedford-Stuyvesant Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status.
COS customer service.
To connect you to the right person, briefly describe what you're calling about.
AC install.
Sure. Is this an existing installation order?
Yes.
I'll connect you with someone who can help.
Can I speak to Nikita, the appliance manager?
Small woman.
Lumber cart. Heavy or bulky items like tile should be placed on a flat cart. And remember, if you can't reach a product or if it's too heavy for you to lift, just ask any associate for assistance. At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation.
Hi, this is Home Depot. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Nina at XPO. I'm calling to get a trip charge purchase order created for a technician. He was unable to install the AC unit today.
Oh, it's AC installation?
Yes, it's for an AC installation.
Okay, give me one second.
Did you know if your home was built before 1978? The Home Depot wants to keep you safe. So if you think you're working on a...
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Home Depot, how can I help you?
Hi, can I speak to a appliance sales rep or a manager?
Hold on. I'm going to transfer you upstairs, appliances.
Thank you.
Hold on, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
No problem. We'll train you. Apply now at careers.homedepot.com or text the word jobs to 52270. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Message and data rates apply. The Home Depot is an equal opportunity.
Ma'am, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
It's the Home Depot. May I help you?
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Lena. How can I help you?
I'm Lena.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Lena. This is Nina at XPO. I'm trying to get a trip charge PO created for an AC install issue. Are you able to transfer me to, like, the manager's voicemail so I can leave them a voicemail? Because I keep being transferred.
Okay, hold on for the manager. Hold on for one of the managers. Hold on.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Hi, this is Nina at XPO. I'm trying to speak with
the... Oh, no one answered the phone?
No. Are you able to take
about
a message?
The AC?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
No, I can't say to the manager. The phone was ringing. Hi, because... hold on. Let me find out about the POs.
Including the safe transportation of your purchase. If you need help loading and securing your merchandise in or on your vehicle...
454...
Associate for help. Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Home Depot, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Nina, XPO. You've transferred me to everybody but the right person. It keeps coming back to you. I need...
Yeah, that's because no one's answering the phone.
Okay, are you able to take the message for them? Because the voicemail didn't even pick up.
Really?
Because that's what I was, usually... who is the manager there?
Well, I'm upstairs.
The service manager. Who's over the store? Anybody. I mean, I need... someone's name because I need to leave a voice
message.
Where
are you from, ma'am?
XPO Logistics. We do Home Depot's installations. And we're doing an AC
installation. All right, let me transfer you to a supervisor. Hold on. 101?
Wait a minute.
Can we see somewhere?
Installation.
Hold on, ma'am. Hold on.
At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation. The next generation of home improvement materials. The next generation of tools. The next generation that's riding in that shopping cart you're pushing around. Please keep the kiddos buckled in, and don't let them ride on the end or stand in the basket. Climbing on displays, running through the store, skating, and recreational motorized devices are also a no-no. Please help us keep your little helpers safe. If your home was built before 1978, there's a chance it has lead-based paint. The Home Depot wants to keep you safe. So if you think you're working on a project that involves lead-based paints, take care. Visit the EPA's website for more information. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hello, good morning. Bedside Home Depot, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Nina at XPO. I'm calling to get a trip charge PO created for an AC installation. Am I speaking with the manager?
No, hold on a second. Hold on.
And what is your name?
My name is Veronique.
You said Dominique.
Veronique.
Yes. Okay. I've been transferred about 5 different times. There's not a manager on duty I can speak to get this trip charge PO created.
So I will go to a manager and ask him to put you on hold, and I'll ask him to pick up that extension because it's right at the front of me. I just cannot shout it, okay?
Okay. Now, if they don't pick up, am I able to leave a voice message?
I'm not too sure. But I'll come back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
At the Home Depot, we are smart about safety. The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers, associates, and vendors. If you have any safety concerns, please ask a member of management for assistance. The next great project starts in your cart. Be sure to use the right cart for your purchases. Lumber or sheet goods should be placed on a lumber cart. Heavy or bulky items like tile should be placed on a flat cart. And remember, if you can't reach a product or if it's too heavy for you to lift, just...
Home Depot, can I be Emmy?
Hi, this is Nina at XPO. Am I speaking with the manager or the COS agent for appliances?
I have the COS that can help you. My name is Shante.
Okay, I've been transferred about 6 times and still haven't got.
All right, I'll take care of it. She's right here. Hold on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Shante, please come to receiving on dial 101. Shante.
Working on a project that involves lead-based paints, take care. Visit the EPA's website for more information. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. The first step in any home improvement project is loading smart. The Home Depot is committed to your safety, including the safe transportation of your purchase. If you need help loading and securing your merchandise in or on your vehicle or trailer, please feel free to ask an associate for help.
Hold on, okay?
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for calling back to Service at Home Depot. I'm out of here.
Okay. Who am I speaking with now? This is really...
The COS.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. What is your name?
My name is Shantae.
Shantae. Shantae, I'm calling to get a trip charge PO created for a technician. He was unable to...
Why?
He was unable to install the AC. He said the customer was not at home.
But don't y'all send that to us in an email? Hello? Hello?
Well, yes, when I don't speak with you all, I usually leave a, when I call Home Depot, I leave a voice message on the COS agent's line, and then I send it over to you.
And normally I'm so used to getting those in an email or send through an extra note.
Okay, well,
what's
they're going to do?
PO number?
That PO number is, they do that when we can't reach you all. I follow up with my regional. That PO number is 574-16181.
1-5-7-4-1-6-1-8-1.
Yes.
I can't create this. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
I can't create a trip charge. This is an online order. I can't do it. It don't allow me to open sofa change on an online order.
Okay, so how will we go about getting that?
You have to, in order for you to get a trip charge, you're going to have to call Home Depot online and give them the order number, and they have to create it because I can't do it. I just went into the order to do it since
yes,
it's an online order.
Okay.
So you want me to give you the number?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, just give me 1 minute. You need the order number for it, or?
You said I need the order number?
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to ask you for the order number online. I can give you the number, but I don't know if they're going to ask for that.
Okay, well, it's not on the account, the 67. What is the online? What is, I'm going to see, is it on this account?
The online order number is different. So the order number for online is W88861994. You have that number?
No, I don't see that number on here. What is that number again? W88861994.
Sure. It's 3866-1994.
Okay, and this is for online?
Yes, and they telephone number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
800-466-3337.
And that's 800-466-3337.
Yes, because online created this order. Let me see that. Yeah, they created the order with the air conditioners.
Okay, they do. The online do the air conditioners, most of them.
Yeah, because once it's an online order, I can't touch it. Because when I went into order to do open sofa change to give you the trip charge and appeal, it won't allow me to do it since it's an online order.
Okay, and you probably won't even couldn't answer this because I'm trying to see where is it, you know, for further assistance, for further reference, where is it going to say online? It used to say HomeDepot.com somewhere, shouldn't it? On my
so
order.
When I go, I don't know how you go into the order. So when I go into it, when you gave me the PO number, it says created online. It's like we go into this ESVS system. And so since I'm in the ESVS system, the Home Depot system, it comes up and it says online. And once it starts with a W, that's not the store side. That's online. Anything pertaining to the store side will always start with an H. And that's how I can give it to you if it started with the H, the store number. But this one didn't start with an H. It started with a W.
Oh, isn't that? And you know what? The old POs used to do that. I remember when those POs had W's
yeah,
on
see?
It. I remember that.
No, the H. They used to have that H Because last time when y'all needed something, y'all say, give me the H number. And that's how y'all was able to pull it up. But now since they have a W, we can't touch it.
Okay. I understand that. I do understand. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome. So if you have any questions, just give me a call back. I'll help you. Okay?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sean. Do you have an extension?
You're welcome.
Do you have like a voice message?
417.
417.
It's 417. Yeah, and they have a voicemail, so you could have just left it. But I'm happy I'm able to transfer you so I can help you, okay?
Oh, yes. I'm going to keep that note, 417.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean. This is Ninette XPO. Enjoy your day.
All right. Now, I have another question for you. For
yes,
when
ma'am.
We put in for XPO for the air conditioners, how long does it take before y'all go out and install it? Take how many days? 2 days or 3 days?
Well, they to process, it takes up to 48 hours for our regional to process the PO, and then they reach out to the customer.
Okay. Because for your reference.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. This is Nina at XPO.
They have one.
Yes, ma'am.
They have one in the system that I saw they did, and they said same day. But I'm like, XPO don't do same day. And like, if they pay for it today, they could get it installed today. I said they don't do same day. The customer interested. And she was like, but I picked it. We can't pick a schedule for XPO. They have to call you.
Yes, and then, see, it takes up to 48 hours. Now I have had helped you all, like if you create one today, call us and give us the information and tell them to send it over to the regional. And then the regional go and pull it off the key rack and process it because
okay.
We can't do anything to this process.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any further assistance on your behalf?
No. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. This is Nina at XPO. Enjoy your day.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.